Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. I read this past week that The Big Bang Theory, the television show created by Chuck Lorre, has been renewed for 2 more years. Wanted to talk a little bit about that. Many people, of course, think that since I'm a physicist, I must celebrate The Big Bang Theory as much as they do. The quirky adventures of a lovable group of 4 scientists and engineers as they careen through the Pasadena, California countryside. I would have to disabuse people of that notion, though, and indicate that on most levels, I'm not a fan of The Big Bang Theory at all, and in fact, have had many discussions about the portrayal of scientists that it gives the general populace. When you think about scientists, do you typically think about Einstein and Stephen Hawking, or do you now think about Sheldon and Leonard? If you do, then I think that you've got a skewed view of what science is and what scientists do. People might say, well, Dave, it's just a show and it's just being funny. And I would say, yes, that's true, but I want to talk a little bit more about it. If you think about the Big Bang Theory, the things you might concentrate on are actually aspects of what I might call, or what people do call, nerd culture, the constant celebration of gaming, of comic books, of superheroes, and of other kinds of relatively what one might call regressive behavior, is indicative of the general view that the creators of the show have of scientists, I think, which is a completely stereotypical view. Certainly I, as many other people I know, participated in a number of different kinds of similar sorts of things when I was young. I played a lot of war games, and I also was very interested in superheroes and comic books at some level, and then I grew up. I still have a wide array of interests, and I'm still interested in many things. However, most of the time I spend my time working or thinking about physics or conceivably doing other things that one might think that a typical adult might do. So the first thing that I do note is that this show is not a celebration of scientists in any way, shape, or form. It's a celebration of nerd culture and the various kinds of activities associated with that. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want to talk about is the science accurate or the scientists accurate. Well, the science is accurate in so much as the things they put up on the chalkboards, the whiteboards, the blackboards, and the things they throw out as buzzwords do reflect current state-of-the-art work that's being done in science. Is the way science done, is that accurate? Well, not in any way, shape, or form. The first thing you must note is that the people at Caltech apparently don't work very hard if you're to believe the Big Bang Theory. Very rarely are they working. Most of the time they're doing other things. They're talking about working. They're playing a lot of games. They're going out to various avenues and venues, and they're drinking a lot. But are they actually doing physics very much of the time? No. And so the first thing it shows is that scientists presumably have a lot of time on their hands, which I have found to not be an accurate reflection. The ins and outs of the way that science works with any kind of academic community is certainly not accurate by any stretch of the imagination. The amount of strange backbiting and bizarre situations that arise constantly on the show are not reflective of anything that actually might occur. And of course, probably the number one problem is the portrayal in many cases and the constant characterization of the scientists in some way, shape, or form as being failures is a real problem. Assistant professors at Caltech make well over $100,000 a year, and the idea that they somehow are to be pitied or somehow to be looked at in a way that shows disdain is obviously not true. If you've met any scientists from Caltech, what you're immediately struck by is their confidence, typically, and their knowledge and their ability. And what you're very rarely struck by is their inability to communicate, for example. And that's another thing that I want to talk about. The idea that people that are in science and that are genuinely intelligent also have quirks, or let's call it borderline personality disorders, which makes them lovable in a very bizarre and strange sort of way. It almost becomes a Mr. Spock sort of scenario. That, of course, is absolute nonsense. And you find people within the scientific community have a wide range of abilities when it comes to communication, when it comes to the ability to stand up in front of a group of people, and in all the various kinds of social interactions that anybody might have. So I find that very difficult to sometimes watch. Women in science. The women in this show are shown as competent, and that's very good, but they are also shown in many cases as looking at other kinds of activities as being actually more significant and more important than their scientific work. So in many cases, I think that that show also devalues the role of women in science. All in all, I think it's a show that should be pulled only because I don't find it particularly funny, and I don't think it's reflective of comedy, much less science. Somebody might say, well, Dave, that's a show about science. Isn't that great? I would only say, think about all the shows about police, hospitals, lawyers, surely one can do better than the Big Bang Theory. This is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.